get down to ground level, because one of the stars for Collingwood has been kind enough to join us pre-game. It's not often we get to talk to players before they actually take to the field, but Darcy Moore has been kind enough to step away from the warm-up, have a chat on 3RW Footy. Darcy, good evening to you and thanks for your time.
No worries. It's great to be here on the Gold Coast and it's great to be on 3AW.
A pleasure to have you here, mate. Let's talk about tonight and the form with which Collingwood goes in, because five wins on the trot, everything comes into a massive game tonight. We've already discussed it's a huge game for the Gold Coast Suns. How are you guys approaching it?
Yeah, we're certainly really pleased with our form, obviously. Winning five on the trot is not something we've taken for granted. It's something we've made happen with the way we've gone about it. It's been a bit of a mixed bag over that five as well. So we're really stoked with how we're going. And then, yeah, pretty much since we played the Gold Coast Suns last time, they've turned their season around and put together some really solid performances. So you're right. It feels like a big game and it feels like, it's going to have some real consequence in the context of the season.
Darcy, Jimmy Bartel here. Thanks for joining us. We'll make you Tony Greig for next 10 seconds. A bit of a pitch report. We know Gold Coast, it can get pretty slippery up there. What's the ground and conditions like there?
Mate, since we got off the plane, it has not stopped raining the entire time. So we're expecting it to be pretty slippery. But usually up here when it rains, I've played a few wet games up here in a torrential rain. It doesn't feel like it's going to be that. I think it's just going to be sort of a constant drizzle. So we're used to, we're preparing for a pretty slippery, wet game. We've had a few of those in the last month, so we feel like we're ready for it. But Gold Coast are a really good contest team and really good inside and around the contest. So, it's going to suit them as much as it suits us. So it's going to be game on.
Well, you mentioned that. They've turned their footy around. Has that been the big shift for the Gold Coast Suns? They've just been better in the contest and taking more territory?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, they were pretty good at that against us last time. I remember being, from defence, really impressed with their midfield. Obviously, they've got some real talent in there. So I feel like that's been a strength the whole season. It's maybe, other areas that they've really put their game together. They're putting some good scores on the board. You know, their forwards are in good form and their backs are intercepting the ball. So it's sort of, it's all over. They pose a bit of a threat.
Can I ask you, you win tonight at 6 in a row, so you've won 5 in a row. Is it moments in a game or something that Craig McRae shows during the week that just gives the team the belief of what he's trying to put in place, what you worked in over summer? Is it you actually see it happening out on the field and you go, yep, that's it, that's what we need to do?
Yeah, and I think absolutely. And I think the key with it has been he's not a guy who speaks heaps about results and outcomes. He sort of speaks a lot about, the way we want to go about it and the style of footy that we want to play. So that sort of, as a player, makes it a bit easier to, you can go out there and you can really connect with what your teammates are doing and what we're all trying to do together. He's not someone who rants and raves when we're down on the scoreboard, or someone who, pats us on the back too much when we win. He's sort of just proud of the way we go about it, and that really comes through with his coaching. I think that helps to relieve the shackles a little bit, particularly on young players. So at the moment, we're sort of going out there and playing with a bit of freedom. So it's really good to be a part of, and we're still in early days, mate, of what we're trying to do. And he's obviously only been here for a few months, so we're sort of trying to establish those habits for the long term. And at the moment, it's working quite nicely.
Sure he does. I just want to ask you, I really felt Jordan Ruffhead, I know it's been a while now, but he retired, and I felt he was a big loss in a way that he sort of could take the big blokes, but you and Howie have now had to play on the bigger, and your intercept marking mightn't have been at its best because of that situation. Tonight you haven't got Howie either, so does it just come down to yourself, Maynard and Murphy doing those roles as tools?
Yeah, totally. You're right, Shorey. We, Ruffy's obviously a 200-centimetre, 105-kilo key back, so it's pretty handy to have that next to you when you're playing back there. So it's been a bit of an adjustment. And then, yeah, like you said, we're without Howie tonight, and those guys are going to have to step up. So Braden Maynard, he's as tough as they come, and he can play tall or small, so he's going to have to step up and probably play a bit bigger. And then Nathan Murphy as well, who's, 4 or 5 games into his season with us, is going to have to step up as well. So that's definitely going to be a challenge because their big guys are in great form. So, it's going to be tough.
You talked about a few of the Gold Coast strengths. What's the one that you really think that they can take control of any game, let alone against yourselves, but that you've been really drilled on this week?
It's mostly, as I said, mate, it's mostly around around their midfield and their style of offense. They seem to play pretty direct. So yep. We're expecting them to you know, play direct, take the option of their ruck. You know, Witsy's in great form, and Levi Casbolt and Abio Chol are marking the ball. So we're expecting them to use those guys, and then, you know, their mids to just get to their feet and really outnumber there. So we're going to have to combat that. And then, but having said that, there's going to be opportunities on the back of that. If we can match it in there with them, we can go back at them pretty hard and fast. And we've shown in recent weeks that when we do that and chain out with hands, it's pretty hard to stop. So we're going to, that's going to be the challenge, sort of matching it at their level in the contest and then being able to put them to the sword at the other end.
Darcy, before we let you go, Jordan Dugowie back in the team tonight. What does he bring back to the team, and what has been his feeling coming back into the side? Was it like nothing ever happened? Has he just been embraced as the player that he is?
Yeah, no, look, it's certainly not like nothing ever happened. It was obviously a stressful couple of weeks for him. But yeah, we get a really damaging mid-forward back into the team, which is awesome. He's slots in nicely there with our other mids and the forwards, and he makes everyone around a bit better as well. So that's it's really encouraging to have him back in the team, and hopefully he can slot straight back in.
Darce, appreciate your time pre-game. I know it's a busy time, big game coming up. Thanks for having a chat.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Enjoy the game.
Darcy Moore joining us on 3AW Football.